This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Arnold the Horn slides one through the box and way down the backside is Toy Shirt! Oh, Cedric Toy Shirt slams it home! Oh, baby, 3 minutes in! City League!
Call on Y98 FM. City picked up a win on Saturday at San Jose. They're back home on Saturday night against Sporting KC. Joining us to talk about it and more is Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandensteel, joining us. Lutz, we usually talk on these Sunday mornings. Great to have you on a Wednesday morning. How you doing?
Not bad. Sunday morning, we were just on the flight back from San Jose, so the network was not great up there, so unfortunately we couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be better to do it today. I agree. And you got yourself a W. Nice victory, a road victory that had escaped you this year.
Yeah, it only took us 364 days, you know, to get that victory on the road, which kind of, it's crazy. You know, it's a long time. We had plenty of draws. We had lots of opportunities to get that win much earlier. But, you know, at least proudly I can say it didn't take us more than a year. So I think we got away with that. But all joking aside, I think it was an important win against a team which played better than the look at the table would tell you. You know, I think we started amazingly, being 2-0 up very early and actually could have put the game to bed. Making the third one. But then, you know, we got a bit sloppy, I think, towards the end of the first half. Chris Durkin had to come off. It took us some time to adjust to that. And San Jose scored just before halftime, which made it obviously, you know, immediately a different momentum in the game. And I think in the second half, they tried to somehow turn around. I think we defended pretty well, especially our box defending was pretty good. We have the best goalkeeper in the league, without any doubt. It's Roman Bürki, who kept the 3 points. And yeah, I think it was a very important victory for our mind as well, especially in the build-up to Kansas this coming weekend.
Absolutely. Big rivalry there. It sounds like Durkin is a little banged up, that knee, and you've got a couple of injuries, don't you?
Yeah, that's the story of the season, you know, and we're somehow trying to get out of it. But it's a tough one. I mean, you know, Chris is like a real warrior and he can play through a lot of pains, but he has a bone bruise, and it's just basically, you know, impossible to last for more than 30, 45 minutes. So I think we have to look at that again, coming closer to the game. I mean, Edu Lerwin was out as well, which straight away the engine was missing. So we are positive that we can get some of our players who were out on the weekend ramped up again and have a good squad available for Saturday's home game.
Lutz, is the rivalry as discussed inside the building as it is among the fans? Because as you well know, City fans don't take too kindly to Sporting KC.
Well, it's a bit worse inside the building. Actually, hopefully it's worse, to be honest, because it's a big game for us. You know, Sporting didn't make it. In the end of the day, they didn't make it to the playoffs, so they already eliminated. And we are hanging on that little thread now. If Minnesota makes one more point, then we would be. Our hopes are still alive, at least mathematically it's still alive. So for us, it's a big game. We played them twice this year. It was two times in Kansas away. We got two draws. We were very close of winning. And I think it's a little bit of a revenge thought as well for us after last year, getting beaten up badly in the playoffs, especially at home. but I'm still really not over that. I think that's what we owe the fan. Owe the fans a good performance, a hard-working performance against the rival. And, you know, they have nothing to play for, so they can come really relaxed and try to play their game. For us, I see there is a certain pressure because we want to somehow rescue our season. We want to somehow finish on a high note and at the second last home game. So I think we need to be spot on to show our fans a great performance and get that W everybody wants.
And Lutz, I know this is down. This is Lutz Vandenstiel, by the way, sporting director of St. Louis City SC, if you're just tuning in. And I know this is down the road a little bit, but November 18th, I feel like that's a big deal. The United States men's national team playing at City Park in a critical game for them. That's a big one for them in a CONCACAF matchup in a Nations Cup. That seems like a big ticket, don't you think?
Yeah, massive. You know, also the new coach's first real competitive game on St. Louis soil. I think, you know, the whole nation, the whole soccer nation will tune in and watch St. Louis for sure. I think it will be buzzing down there in City Park. So great move, I think, for us as a club, but also for the city and the whole region.
That's going to happen on November 18th at City Park. So coming up this Saturday, Sporting KC will be at City Park. You'll be watching St. Louis City SC play there. It starts at 7:30, that game on Y98 FM. Y98 carries all of our city games. They are our Odyssey station right here in the building. We love the relationship, Lutz. I know that this has been a trying year for you, trying to get back to recapture some of what you had last year, but it certainly seems like a promising future ahead.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you need to sometimes really sit down, analyze what happened this season. And, you know, I think I'm the last person who is anything close to be half happy about that. But, you know, we also need to look into the uncontrollable circumstances where injuries played a massive role in our season. It happens, you know, Tom. It happens once in a while. It happens. It also happens to other teams. That's the roster rules. That's the way the MLS system is built. So sometimes I always call it the injury bug bites you and you just don't recover. But it's not an excuse. We know we can do better. We have to do better. And for next season, I think you saw now in recent weeks, you know, we haven't really lost much. We won some important games. We beat with LA Galaxy, the top team in the conference just a few weeks ago. And the new players we signed in the summer transfer window had a big impact with great numbers, with great stats as assists, but also scorers. So I think the future looks much better than looking back a few more months. So I think there's definitely something to build up. But then again, it's four more games. You know, we want to perform as good as possible, want to get as many points as possible to take a positive momentum into the off-season and then also get prepared for 25. But as long as 24 is not over, we will fight and grind and trying our best.
Saturday night, Sporting KC against St. Louis City SC at City Park. Lutz Vandenstiel, thanks for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.